Ellen Brown is overcome as she listens to the words of Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young woman surgeon who saved her life. For unexpectedly, Allison is answering the heartfelt question Ellen asked after her operation.
What can I do to repay you, Allison? What can I do to show my gratitude for your saving my life?
And Ellen has just heard Allison's shocking answer to that question.
I want Anthony Loring, Ellen. I want your fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring.
Now, Ellen sinks on the sofa in her living room, Allison's last words almost visible between them as she says,
I don't know what to say to you, Allison.
I mean what I say. I've been here long enough to know that I could have a good life with Anthony Loring, that I could give him a good life. And I want you to realize that you owe both him and me happiness.
What I owe Anthony is hardly your affair, Allison. But what... It's so preposterous.
Why is the truth preposterous?
Allison, you've had a very difficult time with your marrying and
a miserable time.
And I think it's warped your perspective. What in the world do you suppose Anthony would think if I told him that he said this to me?
I don't care what he thinks. Because I'm pretty sure he'd recognize in me honesty and generosity that he has never known from you.
Allison, there's no use talking about it. I think you'd better go now before you say anything more to upset him.
You haven't given me an answer, Ellen.
An answer? Allison, how can you expect me to give you an answer? How can you expect me to take you seriously?
Because I am serious, Ellen. And when you do give me an answer, remember this. That I don't love Jim Morrison. That I will never go back to him. And I'll stop at nothing to get the happiness I know Anthony can give me.
Allison.
Yes.
Never mind. There isn't anything more to say. Just never mind. Let's forget it.
For a long while after Allison Shaw leaves her, Ellen sits very still in her living room, trying desperately to work out some attitude, some reaction. And then, knowing she needs counsel of some sort, she picks up the telephone. And now, a little later, she watches from the porch as the tall, angular figure of Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses at Health Center Hospital, comes up the path.
Ellen, what in the world? What happened? I never heard your voice so shaky before.
I'm sorry, Miss Mack. I didn't mean to frighten you with my telephone call. I had to see someone.
You're all right, aren't you?
Oh, I'm fine, Miss Mack. Sit down. It's something that concerns Anthony and me, and yet I can't go to him about it.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't say it before I left the hospital then. I'd have said something.
Miss Mack, Dr. Allison Shaw was here just now.
Allison Shaw again. Well, I guess Anthony was right when he said he bought trouble every time he hired a woman doctor for Health Center Hospital.
I'm almost embarrassed to tell you what Allison said to me.
She's falling in love with Anthony.
Oh.
I know that much, because my nurses are talking about it.
Miss Mack, remember when she took care of me, how grateful I was. I owe her my life.
Well, of course, Ellen, there is always this. But if Dr. Shaw hadn't operated on you, someone else would have. And you probably would have lived.
I can't discount what she did for me. In return, I wanted to do something for her. I thought I was doing it when I was helping her ex-husband, Jim Morrison. But Allison wants Anthony.
Of course she does.
She's told me so. She's told me that can be my payment to her. That. For me to let her have Anthony.
The girl's cracking up.
Well, what could I say to her, Miss Mack? What could I do? She's serious. Dead serious about this. And I simply don't know how to handle it.
I'd tell Anthony.
Oh, no. No, I can't do that. I simply can't.
Well, something had better be settled about it. Because the talk at the hospital is that she's madly in love with him.
I've been so wrong about Alice. So very wrong. I thought that by reasoning with her, helping her to see that Jim Morrison could change and give up his drinking, that I was giving her back the happiness she never knew with him. But that isn't what she wants.
Ellen, you've met competition before. I wonder why in the world this bothers you so.
It bothers me because I'm so indebted to Allison.
No patient is ever indebted to a doctor to that degree. The girl's become neurotic, ever since her drunken ex-husband arrived in Simpsonville. But, Ellen, you can't possibly expect anyone to take what she says seriously.
No, I guess I can't. But Miss Mac Anthony feels that I'm unsympathetic to Allison already.
You mean she's made that much progress?
Yes, I can see it now. She's able to influence Anthony. She's convinced him that Jim Morrison is worthless, and that I'm trying to force her back to a life of misery.
Well, Ellen, I think you'll just have to sit this out. I wouldn't have any idea how to go about solving the situation.
Allison is probably talking with Anthony now. I wish I hadn't written to her about Jim. I wish I hadn't tried to help them. I meant well, Miss Mac, but now look at what I've done.
And while Ellen wrestles with a disturbing problem, Allison Shaw has returned to Health Center Hospital, where she is now saying to Anthony,
Anthony, this won't take very long. I've just come from Ellen's house.
Have you, Allison?
She'd been lunching with Jim. She was rather pleased with her progress with him.
So?
Anthony, make her let me alone. Make Ellen stop.
What do you mean?
I'm in such a state of nerves, I don't know what to do. Ellen's pointing out my duty to me. She's lecturing me on how to fulfill my moral obligations. She's encouraging Jim Morrison, believing that I'll go back to him. Anthony, I can't. I can't go back to that man.
Oh, look, Allison. Ellen may have been carried away with good intentions toward both of them.
She's like a kind of fanatic, Anthony, when she talks to me about Jim. She won't believe that he can be horrible, cruel, disgusting. I can't stand it, Anthony. I can't stand Ellen forcing this feeling of guilt on me.
Well, I'm sure she has no idea she's doing that, Allison. I think if I had a good talk with her, she might lessen her activities for a bit.
She'd only make him go away, Anthony. Anthony, it was so good the little time before Jim came here, when it was just you here, and me, and our work. And Ellen was my friend. Now she's no longer my friend. She's my judge and jury.
Allison, stop it. You're letting this get out of control. Now, I'll see Ellen this evening and talk to her and straighten it all out.
Make her send Jim away, Anthony, please. I was here first. I came here to sanctuary, and she's let him in now. And there's no sanctuary anymore.
You're in a bad state of nerves.
I'll have to go away. If Ellen doesn't stop it, if Ellen doesn't let me alone.
I think Ellen will understand, Allison, and I'll see her tonight. Ellen can be too enthusiastic sometimes, but she'll never deliberately hurt you. I know that. I'm positive of that.
All the afternoon, Ellen thinks of her scene with Allison and her futile attempt to get help and counsel from Olivia McAvoy. Now, after dinner, Anthony comes to see her. Ellen finds herself weary almost to the point of tears.
You're tired, Ellen, darling. I can tell by your eyes.
I am, Anthony. A little.
You're doing too much.
Oh, not at all. I rested all day. Went to lunch with Jim Morrison.
You and I had a few words before that, and I'm sorry I was so positive.
That's all right. I think this whole matter of Allison and Jim has gotten out of hand a little.
Yes, Ellen. Allison is very nervous and upset. She feels that you're persecuting her.
She said that, Aunt.
She came in this afternoon after she'd been here with you, and her nerves were really shot. Ellen, you've got the letter alone. I don't think she can take much more of it.
Let Allison alone. Well, Anthony, what in the world am I doing to her?
I think you're carried away by your feeling that Jim Morrison can make a comeback. I don't think he can. And Allison, who knows him so much better than we do, is positive he can't. And so what you're doing is rather cruel.
Allison asked you to speak to me, Anthony?
No. It was my own idea, Ellen. I think in this particular case you're hurting her. You're being fanatical about it.
Allison said that.
No, I say it. I think you don't know the extent of strain you're subjecting her to. Darling, believe me, it's serious.
How can Anthony be made to see the truth by young Widder Brown?